It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. You know, it's once again time for us to spend 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors on KETR. And we do cover the gamut on topics, as all of you know. You know, for the last 3 years, I've been using an off-road vehicle a lot. 3 years I've used it, almost 3 years. It began life as an easy-go golf cart, but through some mechanical wiring, gizmos, new motors, controllers, and everything, it became a very powerful outdoor vehicle, ATV-type vehicle. Now, our guest today is Mr. Ken Blackstock. Ken is with Plano Golf Carts, and Ken is a master at making what was a unit that was designed to go on a golf cart, making it into a unit that you can drive up in the mountains and get you back in the backcountry. Ken, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
You know, I think I pretty well summed it up. The power that can be derived from, say, a 8 or 10 horse electric motor is amazing. You taught me a lot about this 3 years ago and one of the units that you build. But anybody can take, that has the mechanical knowledge, you can start off with the chassis on just a basic run-of-the-mill easy-go golf cart, and with controllers and motors and knowledge, you can turn those into a very, very tough, rugged outdoor machine.
Yes,
can't
sir.
You?
We've increased the torque on these things, and I mean, you can, you know, the novice can do it at home if they have the knowledge to do it and the know-how. But once you get that high torque motor to turn in, it's got more power than a gasoline motor on takeoff.
And that is what amazes me. You know, and I've looked at some, I've watched you progress when you build these things through the years, or watched the progression of the units that you build. Now, mine was one that you was building 3 years ago. I have nothing bad to say about that. I have used it in the mountains up in Colorado 3 years. This was the last year. It was the third year I've used it. Used it here in Texas on hunting and fishing and just around the house. Nothing bad to say about it. It's been very serviceable. But the unit that I've seen that you're building now, it has a regenerative braking, I think is what you call it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the power output is the same. It's a 500-amp controller and basically a 9-horsepower motor. But the 500-amp controller on this one is completely programmable. Now, the average person can't buy one of these controllers like I have because they have no way to program it like we have, the machine that programs them and puts all the parameters in. But the regenerative braking is just an awesome thing. You got to drive that other one up there, I think, in Colorado this year and just seen the difference in not having to use your brakes going downhill. You know, you have a whole lot more control, you know, on your grades coming downhill. That's just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and when you, the ones that I've tested, you know, that one in particular you're talking about that was up in Colorado, when you actually are going down the hill, folks, and you let off the, for lack of the accelerator, you know, when you let off the pedal, it shuts down, it starts slowing you down immediately, yeah. And it will stop you, won't it, Ken?
Yeah, it'll bring you to a complete stop.
Yep.
But I mean, you can actually, I don't care what kind of grade you're on, you can actually control the speed down to 2 or 3 miles an hour. You choose the speed, and at the whole time, it's actually putting a little bit of juice back in them batteries, and every little bit counts when you're up there in the hills.
Well, I want people, all of our mechanical-minded folks, to listen up to today's show, because, like you say, this is something that, well, it's what you do, you know, that's your job, building these things. But a good guy that's mechanically inclined can make a serviceable one. It probably not going to be quite like the ones you build, but you can. You can.
You bet. A
garage mechanic, you know.
Yes, sir.
Backyard
definitely
gentry
are.
Could
definitely
do it.
Definitely are.
Couldn't.
You can increase the power on those things. A guy can do that himself in his garage, you know, over the course of a weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's going to spend a little bit of money doing it, but yeah, it's definitely doable.
And there's, when a person, say someone wants to convert a golf cart into an off-road machine, you're going to really have to look at more than just the motor. I know you're going to be looking at a bigger motor, like a 8 or 10 horse, correct?
Yes, sir. That and you got to get a good quality axle type lift kit on one.
Mm-hmm.
We do all new suspension. We basically do like a frame off restoration, like an antique car, and then we go back in there with high performance parts, you know, just like if you're building a street rod, putting a big block motor in it, taking a little six cylinder out. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely transformed.
Yeah, and heavy duty springs, you know, that's something else.
You got to have something to carry all that weight.
Right, and you can get add-ons such as gun racks and the little the seat in the back on the golf carts. It can be replaced with a seat that opens up and turns into a bed that you can haul a deer or corn or for your feeders.
Yeah, you sure can. The ones we use are angle iron reinforced all the way out to the edges. I mean, you can put a bunch of weight back there, whether it be a deer carcass or, like you say, bags of corn, just about anything.
You bet. Well, the interesting thing is now a golf cart, we'll just say the Easy-Go, that's designed for use on golf courses. Now, the motor that comes in those, about how many horsepower is it?
They're about 3 horsepower, 2.75 to 3.25 horse, and the controller is about a 275 to 300 amp. So if when we go in there and do our changes on them, you know, you turn into 3 to 4 times the horsepower and then double the power to the motor. And, you know, all those things added together, you know, make for a pretty awesome little ride.
You bet. Folks, our guest is Mr. Ken Blackstock. Ken owns Plano Golf Carts, and we're talking about how a person can take a basic golf cart and turn it into a very serviceable off-road vehicle. And I can tell you, I've used one for 3 years, and, you know, anybody that's got the mechanical know-how to I guess it's not really rocket science. I know you know all the little intricate workings of it, Ken, but, you know, just the fact of, you know, changing the motor out, if you got some wiring skills and electrical skills, I don't know if there's any kits that people could work with, but, you know, like we said just a bit ago, most anybody could probably get it done.
Oh, they can. They can. It's just going to take a little general knowledge and some time and spending the old mighty dollar there.
That's true. Or have a guy like you say, hey, Ken, I want one with the regenerative braking and et cetera, et cetera. And then you can leave the work to somebody else like yourself, too.
Exactly. It's doable either way.
Now, here's something that I found very interesting. And I've watched you and your guys at your shop tweak these things, these controllers. In other words, you can put the bigger motor on the basic golf cart, get the heavy suspension, the new seats, the racks, and all that kind of stuff. You can do all that. But then you go in with your computer, and you can tweak that controller to make the thing perform different ways,
yeah,
right?
You know, we can make it take off with just about full power as soon as you hit the gas pedal. Which the other ones, the do-it-yourself versions of it, you really don't have that control. There's only just a couple of things you can change on them. Where ours really come into play is the regenerative braking part. So we can not only set how fast it takes off, you know, how quick it gives it full power to the wheels, but also how much regenerative braking it gives you coming down hills. You know, if you're in a real steep terrain area, then you'd want extreme regenerative braking turned on pretty heavy. That way you can control your speeds. If you're on a more flat area, such as ranches here in Texas and stuff, you may not need all that. So we can dial all that stuff back and just, you know, it's kind of made to order. You just dial it up and tell us what you want, and we can make the changes in just a few minutes once we build one of these things.
Exactly. Well, one thing, Ken, that I've noticed that I knew absolutely nothing about golf carts. I'm not a golfer, and I'd only been on one a few times in my life before 3 years ago. But what I found, these things must be pretty doggone tough out of the box. You know, I mean, they must be well-made chassis and all that.
They've got a good design. They really do. They, you know, but when we build one of ours now, we're basically reusing the frame and the rear end. Everything else has been replaced. You know, the suspension, the whole nine yards. It's really not a golf cart per se anymore. I mean, I guess technically it is, but it's something that's totally been transformed, and it's, as you see, it's definitely not something that belongs out on the course anymore.
No, you don't. And then the tires, you know, the bigger tires on them, and mm-hmm. Get you that helps get your ground clearance.
Yep,
but
exactly, you just got to build it right, and you can use their quality parts. Whether you're doing it yourself or you want to hire some professional to do it, use good quality parts. It's going to hold up. As you've seen, yours has lasted 3 years. And we were still in the early stages of doing this 3 years ago.
Yeah, so. And I will say this. I doubt seriously if anyone, maybe anyone around, has used one in more diverse conditions or used one any more than I have. You know, I live close to an area that I bait hogs and hunt, and actually there's some pretty good deer hunting. I've took it in mud up to almost to the axles duck hunting and use it about every day, and then once a year for about 2 to 3 weeks it's up in Colorado going up those steep mountains. So
yeah,
that says a whole bunch for what can be done with one. Ken, someone that might want to learn more about transforming do-it-yourself work or contact you for more information, I know plainoldgolfcarts.com is the number, but a whole lot of people cannot afford to spend, you know, $12,000 on an off-road gasoline ATV, but they probably could spend $4,000 to $7,000 and either redo one themselves or get one like that. How do they contact you? There might be a phone number they could call you. I know plainoldgolfcarts.com is one way, right?
Yes, sir. And then the phone number is 972-578-1067, and we're in East Plano, just about 5 minutes from the intersection of 190 and George Bush Freeway.
Well, Ken, I appreciate all the input, and I bet you what you've discussed and gave the instructions on how to, or some of the instructions on what you do, I bet it helps some sportsmen, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, we hope so, Luke. We hope so.
Appreciate it very much, buddy.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Folks, that was Ken Blackstock with Plano Golf Cart. Some really good information. You know, the big blue catfish bite, the trophy blue catfish bite, is just getting underway down at Lake Tawakoni. Big chunks of cut bait fished around the deep water humps right now is producing some good blue cats. And as the weather continues to get colder as the winter progresses, that bite is going to increase. Seth Vanover, who guides for catfish and largemouth bass and crappie down at Lake Forks, says the catfish bite for channel cat is going strong down there at Lake Fork. He's using chicken livers and catching a ton of fish up to 6 pounds. He said a lot of they're averaging like 2 to 3 pounds, which is a big channel cat for most lakes. Folks, we're out of time. Do remember catfishradio.com, that you can go there and listen to the archive of this week's hour-long hunting and fishing show that we do. The whitetail rut has been going on for at least 2 weeks, probably three in many areas. Up here in northeast Texas, it's kind of on the downhill slope, but the bucks are still chasing those, still up and active. So if you haven't got your big buck yet, it's not at all too late. I tell you what is starting right now, the acorns are about gone in many areas. The hogs and everything in the woods eats acorns, you know, and the supply on the ground is about to fizzle out. So right now, if you're a hog hunter or if you want to put some fresh pork in the freezer, start beginning to think about baiting areas for hogs. I shot one about 2 weeks ago, actually up in Knox County. I was doing a magazine article up there with Larry Wysoon, and hog movement was really good. They're beginning to have to get around and scrounge around and find where the food supplies are. So now is an excellent time to put some fresh pork in the freezer. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And also made possible by Hoff Power Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. The website down there is hpolaris.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.